Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Organic grassroots marketing is the cheapest and easiest way to do marketing for any business. Yet most entrepreneurs forget about this or leave it in the dust because they think it happens innately. And that's a big mistake. Thanks for joining us for another week of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors. This podcast is for any health service provider that owns their own practice or works within a practice in a brick and mortar setting that helps and gives services to their community. So, welcome for another week. We're talking about grassroots organic marketing this week, which I think we can go back to and really kindle together. Innately, we think this stuff just naturally happens. What's the best marketing any business could ever receive, ever in the history of business? Word of mouth marketing, referrals. That is the number one way most of us that run our practices built our practices to where they are today and continue to sustain growth is because of word of mouth marketing. So what are some things we can do and just cultivate or rekindle in our practices to help stimulate more of that? Isn't that always been the trick? You need to understand human psychology first at a simple, I love it for the one, teaching patients, making sure that they actually comprehend what they hear and act on what they hear. That's one part about being a good doctor is tapping into that part. But on the other hand, in a business or marketing perspective is about how do you get an emotional reaction from them? And it's by understanding two things. One, everybody loves to be asked to do something. Don't ask your spouse. They're going to disagree with you on this one. Everyone loves from the bottom of their heart to be asked to do something meaningful for someone else. We forget about this because we don't talk about it because it's an organic emotion that we all have within us, unless you're just a bad person. You just don't want to do it. But everyone else loves that. How do you build a new friendship or how do you kindle a new relationship or friendship in your neighborhood or your community with a neighbor, with a friend? Maybe you've moved. How do you do that? I've learned that by moving to a new place is that ask people for a vulnerable thing and automatically you kindle new friendships and relationships because not because you're indebted to them for them doing something for you, but because they were more than excited to help you out in a time of need. And they do not hold a bounty on that. They don't hold an IOU on that. Then they really don't. That's the emotional connection that we have. Your patients have this for you as well. You help them. Some of you have helped thousands of patients over your years, and you've got this list of people that come in regularly. You've taken care of families. You've seen their kids go from being born, and they are now graduating high school. Some of you have practiced for that long. Some of you haven't. It's okay, but you've been helping people grow. They are not indebted to you at all because they've paid you. But what they are, they're just waiting for you to tell them what to do next, both from a healthcare perspective of like what they should be doing for their health. They're eager, they're salivating each appointment that they come to you to learn something new or to be doing or to be reminded to continue doing something. As healthcare providers, I know you do a great job at this. You tell them, you know, nutrition is important. Rest is important. Getting sleep is the only way the nervous system can heal itself. I mean, you tell them the right things all the time. So proper mattresses, getting good night's sleep, blacking out their room, getting a sound machine. You know this. I don't have to teach healthcare to you. But what about when it comes to marketing? How can we go to grassroots teaching of our patients? And it's simply asking for referrals. And as a human, we find that salesy. We find that cheap. But that's just a limiting belief. That's just what we think in the back of our heads. We think that it's cheap to ask someone. And the reason I'm doing this podcast is because my barber shop, I know, why do I even go to the barber? I could do this myself. It takes 3 seconds. But I still do because I'm trying to hang on to some of my ego. But I go and it was a new guy. And you could tell he's brand new. He's hustling, right? So he spent more time telling me about the QR code, how to book appointments, to leave him a review, how the website works, all than he did cutting my hair. Because again, it takes 3 seconds to cut my hair. So at the end of this, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, slow down, dude. In my head, I'm like, that's a lot. It's okay. I get it. You're hustling. You're new. But organically, I wanted to help this person. So as I give him a fist bump, thanks, man. Thanks for everything. As I'm walking out, I'm leaving the guy a review. Why? He asked for it. And it was a little pathetic. He asked for a lot of things, but at least I did one of them. And it made me think, I'm like, man, I don't do that as often anymore. Maybe because I think it's, you know, pushy or salesy or sleazy, whatever. Those are all my limiting beliefs, stupid limiting beliefs. Make sure you erase these beliefs from your head. Do the best you absolutely can, because nobody cares about what you think. So in other words, nobody cares about your limiting beliefs. So why do you care about your limiting beliefs, right? So let's get that off the table and let's go into two strategies that I think can really kindle a referral machine in your office. Simple things. Two card Tuesdays, two card Thursdays, two ticket Thursdays, whatever they're called. I think they just use the two card and the T. So Tuesday and Thursday. I learned this through two different, through Master Circle. Yeah, I'm that old. And through Danny Drubin. I think that's also Master Circle. But anyways, it's a long time ago, and I'm sure it's been repeated by everybody, and it's being repeated by me. Look at that. History just keeps repeating itself. Having a stack of cards in each one of your adjusting rooms and giving people two business cards. Danny used to say, I don't know if he still does practice management. I saw him not too long, a couple of years ago, but he used to say, you know, he's this little Jewish guy from New York, and he used to say, he'd come into the room and be like, hey, Jessica, do you like me? Well, he'd come in and be like, hey, how's it going? How you doing? Ah, my SI still hurts. Okay, great. Jessica, I have a question for you. Do you like me? And of course, now your patients are like, what are you talking about? You either stun them or they say, absolutely, I like you. Or they say nothing because they're like, you're setting me up. And he would go like, hey, because by this point, usually after a month of care, you know, you've been doing better and everyone refers to me. Everyone refers. That's how I built my whole practice, is with referrals. I haven't met anyone that's come in and said, hey, Jessica told me to come see you. Is that okay? Is everything okay? Are you happy with the care? Are we doing the right things? Is there anything I can improve on? Now that's a pretty ballsy way to come into a conversation. That's a pretty hard ask, right? That's like but the psychology behind it. So I want you to turn this into anything you want, but I tell this story because it got me thinking, and I repeated that almost word for word, because that's my character. And I really like Danny. And that's why I practiced, or I was a client of his for a few years, because I really like that. I like that hard knocks. It's just the way it is. This is how you do things. I needed that. And it was like, I was 2 years out of practice. Like, it was just good timing for me to just get hard into sales. So it fit me at that time. But that story was so great. And it fits my character. I can pull stuff. I can pull satire off quite well. And my own people get it. Because my facial expressions are just the smirks that I give. They know it's a joke and I get away with it. Or so I think so. And people be like, oh, you're right. You know what? And what you'll get most of the times, like, I've told like three people to come see you, and I know they haven't yet because I followed up with them and they haven't. But I'm going to follow up with them again. And what ends up happening is maybe in that one particular situation, you don't get the referral. But if you repeat this on Tuesdays and Thursdays with all 50 of your clients, I don't know how many you see, 15 clients, 20 patients, 100. Imagine if you see 100 a day, if you did that on a Tuesday, or whatever it is, who cares what the numbers are? But if you made that routine every Tuesday and Thursday, you'd have to switch it up because your Tuesday people always come in on Tuesday. So after a month, I would switch that to Mondays to get a different crowd, and you would make it two card Mondays. And you just give it, and you should be buying cards every 2 months. You should be going through a box of cards. What else are your cards doing? They're just sitting at your front desk for 3 years. You might as well give out these little pieces of paper. They're as cheap as can possibly be. Give them out two cards. Why? So they got two cards. We print thick cards. They're like almost on, they look like they're on cardboard. So when people pick them up, they think they've grabbed like five and they're like, oh, it's just one. And we do that on purpose. This is the thick card. So you give two of these and now they're walking away. You know, I think they don't throw them out because they're a little bit thicker, but who knows? They probably end up on the floor somewhere. But the point is now they walked away with this and you've asked them. And the best thing is to ask for two things. Don't ask for too many things. You ask for the referral. Hey, the only reason I'm here and keeping the lights on is because I help people. And the more people we help, the longer we'll be around here to help more and more people. It's just this nice, beautiful circle that we need to create. So Jessica, if you could just tell those people again about us, I'd love to help them. And she's like, I would love for you to help them. There's the one lady's suffering. She's got sinus problems. Like, well, get her in here. Come on. It's your job. It's your duty to get her in here. Cause I don't know her phone number. And they're like, yeah, okay, doc, I'll do it. Just being aggressive like that. Sales, if you look at the industry in sales, all sales, car sales, equipment sales, medical sales, pharmaceutical sales, sales, just all sales are the highest paying jobs in America. If you look at people, not millionaires, but you're looking at people making $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, salary. So that's base salary plus commission in sales. They're the highest paid people in America outside of people making more than that. CEOs, yada, yada. We're talking about sales. They work 40 hours a week. They go to work. They work maybe 60 hours a week. And they're in sales. The highest paid car salesman sale around the country, $300,000 a year. The highest paid medical tech people, $300,000 a year. Like you look at their numbers, it's like, I make $300,000. I make $250,000. I make $450,000. I'm like, holy crap, what the heck? I'm in the wrong business. And it's because sales is the highest, but that's the top 2% of earners that do that. The rest of the people in sales suck at sales because they are worried about their limiting beliefs. You need to put yourself into the top 2% of sales in sales, not chiropractic. You're already a chiropractor. You're trying to learn a new skill in sales. Be that person. Cultivate it. The first couple of weeks is going to be like walking through tar. Trust me, you're going to regret something you said. You're going to shake your head and be embarrassed about another thing that you said. You're going to feel shameful for asking, 30 people on Tuesday about all this. But after you start creating this routine, watch what happens. If you turn this into a machine, you don't need Google ads. You don't need Facebook ads. You don't need billboards. You don't need print. You don't need to do screenings. You don't need to do this stuff because you built a machine within the people that are coming into your office. So I hope I hit an emotional tie right now with you with what's going on right now. We're going into quarter three here in October. We're finishing up quarter three here, 2023. We're going to start on the fourth quarter. This is not the bottom of the recession. We're in a recession now. No one can deny that. Most of you are feeling this. For those of you that are still growing and all, good for you. This is great. You're running a great business. You're doing the right things and you're on a roll. Keep it going. Don't take the pedal off the metal. Keep rolling. Keep growing. For the majority of you, you are plateauing or you are decreasing. You've seen a decrease over quarter three, especially quarter three. You probably noticed it in quarter two. Quarter three, you're like, Enrico, you're right. We're feeling it. Quarter four is going to separate the people keeping their head up above water and people who close their businesses, not just business in general. You're going to see your local restaurants closing. You're going to see a lot of this stuff in the next quarter. I don't know if it's October or January, but here we are. Rock bottom is not there yet. It's because our customers are feeling it. The middle class is feeling it. There are people making decisions right now. They can't afford their deductibles. They don't want to, right? Their deductible may be $5,000 and they're like, I don't even want to make a call to a doctor right now. Forget chiropractors. Like you're not even on the list anymore. They're making decisions and we're going into the holiday season. And trust me, when it comes to the decision of making sure kids have presents and going to the chiropractor, it's the kids have presents, right? The husbands are getting socks this year. It's just being, I'm not trying to joke. It's the reality. I talk to a lot more people than you in the industry. I know I do. That's where we're at. This is the truth. And I talk to people on the phone and text, like colleagues, chiropractors around the country and in Canada, the majority of them have seen a decline. They're actually a little concerned. Some of them had savings saved up, business savings, and that is gone. So when they call me and I'm like, hey, just spend $5,000 on Google ads. They're like, what? I don't have $5,000. See, they didn't do it last summer when we were talking about all this stuff. Now when they need new patients, trying to throw money at stuff, people are like, okay, I'll go take out a loan. I'm like, whoa, no. This is the worst time right now to go out and take out a loan to survive. Like, unless it's truly for survival, like paying your rent. Do not do this for marketing. Let's go to grassroots. And this is what spurred this podcast at this time right now today, because this is it. This is free. Your patients are coming in. You can nurture this list. Read books like Giftology. Read books not for the fact of giving people gifts. Be careful with the Stark Act. You can't give people gifts for referring to you or for being a patient, right? But the psychology of gifting people and doing these things. Go into our Facebook group or just text me or email me after this and get the gift of health that you should be mailing out to every new patient that comes to your office. We give them two in the mail with a Starbucks letter. Starbucks letter comes from David Jackson from Epic. give credit to where credit is due, right? And I've been doing this for years. And you put the Starbucks letter in there, you put a Starbucks card or a local coffee shop, whatever you want. Just put this, everybody loves a tea or a coffee. Everybody. If they don't love coffee, they'll grab a tea. If they don't love tea, they'll grab a cinnamon roll, whatever. They'll get something from the shop. So, and it can spur a local business. You can put them into a whole, you know, you can create a new relationship with that local coffee shop or whatever you think. You know your patients better. Maybe you're just a prenatal practice, all women clients. Maybe you send them out to somewhere else. Another, I guess coffee would still win, wouldn't it? Coffee and tea. But these are the things. And you send it out to every new patient. Every new patient that comes to you does an exam, does a follow-up a day two, like for, and get started, whether they sign a care plan or not or whatever. If they come to that second visit, your staff knows after that visit on the next day to send it in the mail within a few days so that within a few days after their initial encounter with you within a week, they get this thing in the mail. The letter is pretty straightforward. It says, welcome to our practice. Our doctors are here. Remember, healing takes time. You've made a great decision. Chiropractic is not a medicine. It's not an overnight react. It takes time to heal. Go recharge, rest. And it ties into what we do with our exams and the scans and all that stuff. And it says, and enjoy a coffee at Starbucks, or here's a tea on us. Pretty simple. Take it, copy, paste, change the names on it, and send it out. Super easy. It's a piece of paper, goes into an envelope for 15 cents, and you put a 50 cent stamp on it, and you send it out, plus the $5 gift card, or whatever, $10 gift card. So for $10.50, you're sending some, or $5.50, you're sending this out in the mail. And it we get 75 to 125 of these a year back. We get the actual, the coupons, the gift of healths to come back. But we honor gift of healths all the time. So the gift of health is like, if you have anybody that you can think of, especially in your family or anyone else, they get half off the exam. We used to do free exams. And there's been no difference since we switched to 50%. Our associates were like, listen, we're doing a lot of these. Like, can we please not do them for free? Can we do them for 50%? I'm like, absolutely. When I was a solo practitioner, I had no problem with the free exams, gift of health. The more people through the doors, the more emails I get and phone numbers and addresses. I know how to build a business. So for me, it was fine. Associates are associates because they don't know how to build a business and they enjoy being an associate. That's why they're there. Entrepreneurs and associates are two different people. Employees and owners are two different mindsets and you have to shift to be one or the other. So they were like, I don't want to be doing this for free, right? I get bonused on money and okay, fine. I get it. Let's go to 50%. And there's been no change with that. So I'm kind of thankful for that. Now we're doing half off exams. It works really well. Of course, follow the rules in each state and province that you're in. Be careful with what you can and cannot do. But I was doing that in Canada too. So don't you give me any slack up there. So that's it. That is your, and try the referral thing. That's organic marketing that you can do and ask for referrals. The two things you ask the patient is one, you give them the two business cards. If you think of anybody, here's our card. Another great thing is a magnet, like a business card magnet. Throw this on your fridge when you get home and just leave it there. Some do, some don't. There's not much more expensive to buy a box of magnets than it is business cards. So do that. Maybe check on Vistaprint or Canva or whatever it is. Get those. Those are really cool too. You can hand out two magnets. That's neat. Put one on your fridge and give one to someone else. Magnets are not thrown out. People throw them on their fridge. We keep our AC magnet on there. We keep our emergency plumber magnet on our fridge just on the side there so we know who to call when it's time comes up. That works really well too. Number two is reviews. Hey, Sally. It's awesome. Thanks for the referral. I'm Jim. Remember 2 months ago you referred Jim. Have you talked to Jim? Yeah, he's so happy. I'm like, yeah, I was just going to tell you how great he's done. He's done so great. Thanks for that referral. How awesome is that? You referred him, changed his life, and you get all the credit. It's like, no, you get the credit. No, you get the credit because if it wasn't for you, they would have never found us. So I appreciate that. Here's another two business cards. If you think of anybody else, hand them our card. Oh, I already do, doc. Don't worry about that. Great. Here, can you leave us a Google review? And what I've done, and I'll put this on the, I'll take a picture of it or I'll copy the PDF and I'll put it right here on our Marketing 101 for Chiropractors group. And if you need it, again, if you're not part of a group because whatever, you're a nail tech or something, you're trying to build a business, just email us. We got you. And it says Google review, QR code, right? So when they scan that, it goes straight to Google, to our map page, and it goes straight to our review page. The 5 stars pops up. So you're giving this to people who you know are going to leave you a 5-star review. And then on the bottom, I just take an extra second to explain what that paragraph is on the bottom. It's in small font. It's on a little card. And we're like, See, this is a great review. This tells a story. And the story on there was like, I started at ABC Chiropractic and Dr. D with debilitating shoulder pain. I couldn't move my arm. And within 3 weeks, I was moving pain-free, got all my range of motion back, and I still come in to make sure that my alignment and everything's doing well. It just tells a story. I was in pain for so long, found ABC Chiropractic. They changed my life for this condition, specific condition. And it's changed my life since. I recommend them to everyone. Thank you for everything. And that's the Google review. So instead of these like 5-star reviews with no comment or 5-star reviews, love Dr. D. He's the best. Thanks, but no thanks. It doesn't really tell a story. So parents are looking for stories for their kids. People are looking for stories for their condition. They want to know, you know, everyone feels like they have neuropathy, right? They come in with leg pain. I have neuropathy, doc. I'm like, did you see a neurologist? Did you do a nerve conductance test? Yeah. And I passed it. I'm like, then you don't have neuropathy. You probably have sciatica or stenosis or something else. Let's figure it out. And then you figure it out. You look like a genius. You put them on chiropractic plan and you save their life. It's all great stuff there. So organic. How about that, folks? How about we go back to organic? It's free. Come on. Everyone's got to agree with the free right now, right? I'm doing this because of the times. I understand it. When you look at the numbers and what you need to be spending, if you make the wrong decision and bring on an expensive digital agency, you've eaten up your marketing dollars because now you're paying them to run your ads and they're only going to throw how much? $1,000 a month at your ads. And if you've seen my posts recently, you have to be spending way more for efficient ads, especially with brick and mortar and radius like us. We're not national. We don't have thousands of locations around the country. We're not Amazon. We don't have an online store. If you're virtual, man, there's so much potential there with ads. You can blast the whole state. You can do a whole bunch of cool stuff there too. But anyways, getting off topic, organic grassroots marketing, 2-card Tuesdays, and ask for reviews. And I promise you, if you stick with this for 40 days straight, so that's 5 straight weeks, 5 Tuesdays, maybe 6 Tuesdays in a row or Thursdays, whatever day you choose. And you do this and you go through a box of cards. You're going to be singing in November. You're going to have referrals. You're going to create a whole new culture in your office to stimulate referrals. If you need anything, reach out to us. We're here for you all the time. All I want to see is success from everybody. The more successful you are, the more successful I am. The more successful our communities are because they get more and more chiropractic and healthcare. It's fantastic, right? It's a great circle. Have a great week. Stay well. To your success.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at enricod.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.